The quarter. Listen. Still streets awaken to motorized hums. Machinery scrubbing away evidence of alcoholic overindulgence as sunlight dips fingers into louvered dormers and roofs. Most of the drunks have slipped into the terrible embrace of awaiting hangovers as kitchen help shows up for work. Millet side doors, swap stories and smoke beneath lace-embraced balconies, wrought iron leaf doilies that drape like Spanish moss from swamp cypress. It's another day. Frozen moments lost in this tired old lady's decadent dreams. Hear the orchestral cacophony of conversations and commerce. The streets singing, hand-clapping a cappella quartet. Who shoo wappa woo doo voodoos the crowd of t-shirted tourists. Voices muffled by air so thick it tastes of beignets and chicory. While behind glass, white linen tabletops and civilized service separate sidewalk stairs from bag-in-hand overweights, eyes on flash-cracking skies suddenly sunless, raindrops silver bounce below rolling bowling ball thunder. Window signs announce quitting business, final days. Now the clip-clop of mule-drawn carriages, Creole cruisers cart tourists through echoes of leftover Mardi Gras in search of who the hell knows what. Some watch pigeons perch top sagging shutters along Rue Royale, listen to copper downspouts gargle slate roof runoff, as potted ferns and pampered flowers, flags all aflutter, swing in the zydeco music of New Orleans rain. A cornet riff accompanies bags of brown onions into Antoine's, quick to be sliced and diced. Smell that Cajun gumbo, jambalaya and Creole cuisine. And at the corner, crowded with bellies bloated by beer, there's always a drawl from some gaslit doorway saying, "Mom back, y'all here?"